You are part of this community. We are in it together. You are part of the Hirschberg Foundation family. Once you have been given that diagnosis, you're in. You're in it, like it or not, and we're going to embrace you and help you and love you and hope you help us raise money so that we can fund the research that we're trying to do and the patient services that we're trying to provide.
Hey everybody, it's Deb Carson. Welcome to my podcast, Powered by Purpose with Deb Carson. Throughout my sports media career, some of my favorite times on the air have been sharing inspiring stories of those using their own time, passion, and influence to help others and bring about positive change. And that's what inspired this podcast. You'll meet everyday heroes from sports, entertainment, even your own community. Some may be household names, while others may be changing the world in ways you're not yet aware. You'll be inspired by their journeys, the obstacles they faced, and the shifts in their own lives that led them to find, share, and be powered by their purpose. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here for part two of my conversation with Lisa Mannheim, Executive Director of the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research. In part one, last episode, Lisa shared how her mom, Aggie, started the Hirschberg Foundation more than 25 years ago after losing her husband to pancreatic cancer. Aggie was determined to help find a cure and to provide support for those facing this fight. Lisa joined her mom's efforts, and the duo has helped guide the foundation into a leader in the pancreatic diseases space. They are committed to building community so patients and caregivers don't feel so alone in this battle and have resources available to them through the foundation. Now, when we left off last episode, we were just getting set to talk about two of my favorite Hirschberg events, the Tour de Pier, which is coming up May 19th, and the LA Cancer Challenge set for October 27th.
You've got so much going on. And one of my favorite, actually, my two favorite are coming up, of course. I think they're everybody's favorites. May 19th is the upcoming Tour de Pier at the Manhattan Beach Pier. Thousands of cyclists spinning for cancer, trying to find a cure while overlooking the Pacific Ocean. And you go ahead and tell us more about that. But to me, that was one of the most, and every year that I've been there is one of the most emotional days. Just, it's such an uplifting, inspiring, impactful day. And tell me how that came about.
It started in 2013. My stepbrother, John, lives in Manhattan Beach. He had heard of an idea, wanted to do something beyond the LA Cancer Challenge, and connected with a friend of his, he, about this idea. I was brought in quickly thereafter as the, you know, one with the experience on the events and getting things done. And Heath, John, and I, that first year, created the Tour de Pier. And here we are 13 years later. It is really such a positive, I can only use the word positive, uplifting, spiritual, high energy day. We do have 350 spin bikes that are parked in the parking lot, just like you said, staring out at the Pacific Ocean, sun shining on your face. So if you didn't play music at all and you just sat on the bike and looked out at the ocean and you were surrounded by this scenery, that's good enough. But no, we throw in high energy instructors with incredible music, entertainment. There's always loads of surprises and, of course, lots and lots of heartfelt moments throughout. It's 5 1-hour sessions, so you reserve a bike for 5 people. So you'd ride at 8:30, somebody rides at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, and 12:30. And we now have teams of people with, you know, 3 bikes, 5 bikes, 10 bikes, 15 bikes. And we put them all together. So it's really a party on wheels.
It really is. And just again, one of the years that I was there, I remember Steve Nash, former NBA All-Star, of course, he was one of the spin instructors, I think, and he was keeping people going just as Gene Simmons of Kiss is walking by the spin bike. So it really is. It's a, and you know, everybody's got purple on, purple wigs, tutus. It's inspiring, but everybody really is there. So supportive. It really is. It's an emotional, but like you said, uplifting, emotional day. It really, it's beautiful. It's everybody has to do this at least once, whether you've had pancreatic cancer affect your life or not, because chances are eventually you're going to know somebody who's been affected. So,
and with that particular event, we do, it is unique in that we partner with 2 different charities. We partner with the Uncle Corey Foundation for Brain Cancer, which is also a underfunded disease similar to pancreatic cancer. And we work with a third charity called the Cancer Support Community South Bay, which is providing services free of charge to thousands of families dealing with cancer. So that day is not just about pancreatic cancer, but it's about funding all cancers and coming together as a cancer community. We do have every year, every hour, there's a different celebrity rider, as you said. And we've had Steve Nash has been great. We always seem to have an LA Charger or a UCLA Bruin or Trojan or two, and then some. And we also, every hour on stage, we'll have an honorary rider, a patient that's been riding, and again, up there on that stage, providing that extra motivation. And even if you've never ridden a spin bike or a bike, I always say you can just hop on a bike and fake it. You can lower the resistance and just sit there and pedal. It's not going anywhere. Nobody cares if you follow along or you go slower. We just want you to be there, be part of it. And there's a free health and fitness expo. It's a great energy. It's a fabulous, fabulous energy, whether you're riding or not. I encourage everybody to check that out.
And if riding is not your thing, then you can wait until October 27th, of course, for the LA Cancer Challenge, which is a 5K walk run. Hashtag Crush Cancer is my team. The last 2 years, because my child is a competitive swimmer, we've had to do it virtually. So we still have our team, but the two of us have been virtual, but I think some of them have been there on campus. It'll continue to be at UCLA, Lisa?
It'll be at
Okay.
UCLA. It's Halloween themed. This is my fourth. I have three sons. This is my fourth baby because I've been caretaking it since year two, and now we're in 27th annual, which is just crazy to think
Wow.
about. But the campus of UCLA is so beautiful. And again, walk or run 3.1 miles in costume, not in costume, doesn't matter. We have one of the most beloved things at the finish line is our finish line donut wall, because everybody deserves a little treat after walking or running. And our expo, where we're really trying to bring out the best health and fitness vendors while also giving people, again, we want the community to be able to connect. So being able to talk to other teams, see other teams, be in the team lounge, look at the shirts that people are wearing. We present Never Give Up awards to families that have been with us, have been fighting, team captains. Again, all designed to make you feel like you are part of this community. We are in it together. You are part of the Hirschberg Foundation family. Once you have been given that diagnosis, you're in. You're in it, like it or not, and we're going to embrace you and help you and love you and hope you help us raise money. That's what it's all about, raising money so that we can fund the research that we're trying to do and the patient services that we're trying to provide.
Absolutely. And just as a helpful hint for anybody who might have some kids out there, this is for the entire family. You guys have an amazing kids area where they can go get, their face painted, bounce in the bounce house. But also, we've had a couple of years, my daughter's Girl Scout troop, raised money and walked all together. It's a great service project if you've got junior high kids, high school kids who are trying to do service hours. It's a great way to introduce them not just to service, of course, but to raising money for pancreatic cancer and making them aware because they are our next generation and they're going to be involved in the fight as well.
One of the most inspiring teams, I'm sure you know, is Marvin's Marbles. They have been there, for the last, I think, 12, 13 years. And their team captain, Marvin, was the grandfather, patriarch of the family. And their team captain rotates to all of the different grandchildren. And they just rotate each year so that each one of those kids is getting that experience of being a team captain, leading the team. Obviously, with the whole family support, but what a way to teach your kids a lesson in the most beautiful, meaningful, fun way and get involved as a family. We're really proud of it. I mean, many years ago, there were 5Ks and 10Ks every turn you got, and the fact that we're still here 27 years later, I think we're doing something right with that event, and grateful that our community comes together for it. One of my favorite parts that we started maybe 10 years ago was having our honorary starter, the person who blows the start horn, being a patient, giving an inspiring message before, or a survivor giving an inspiring message before everybody starts their race. And at our 25th anniversary 2 years ago, we had five long-term survivors all up on the stage, all blowing the start horn. And to have people see that that's what we've been doing for 25 years. 25 years ago would be impossible to imagine there would be five long-term survivors. And long-term, we're talking years and years survivors. So not just people who are a 1 year survivor, but true long-term survivors. It's really special. So every year, that's a highlight for all of us as well.
Well, I hope to see you there this year as well. We appreciate everything you do and everything that the Hirschberg Foundation does, because you really are you are pioneers, and you are community organizers, and you are cheerleaders, and you are inspirers, and I'm so grateful for all of you. And I also appreciate you being here with me. But
Oh,
before I let you go,
yeah.
I've got a few little questions that I ask every guest, if you don't mind. And I think I know the answer to this one already, but sports fan, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, huge, massive. Yeah.
And I think that you're a season ticket holder, not just
Yes.
for one LA team, but how many?
Yeah. I have season tickets to Angel City women's soccer, the Rams, Bruins football, Bruins basketball and Bruins gymnastics. And I try and make a point to go to at least one Laker game, one Clipper game, as many Kings games and Dodger games as I can get to. Yes, I love it. I'd rather be at a sporting event than anywhere else. And I'm really particularly motivated by the movement in women's sports this last couple years. It's just exploding and it really makes me super happy to
Oh yeah,
witness.
Angel City has been a big contributor to that. Obviously, the Sparks here in LA. Speaking of the Girl Scout troop, we just went and watched the women's gymnastics team at Poly Pavilion, UCLA.
Yeah.
They're just ridiculously talented. Amazing to
It's
watch.
so I cry every time. I mean, I couldn't have done a cartwheel when I was that age. And to watch these girls, I think because I had three boys and they played, the traditional sports and lots of high school football for 10 years, to go to those gymnastics meets and see the girls supporting each other in the way that they do, the skill, the camaraderie, the way that the whole crowd gets into it. It doesn't, it seems like it just doesn't matter the score. Everybody's just so incredibly talented and so happy to be there. And UCLA women are gymnastics are incredible. So
They
I'm
are,
with you.
and they make the whole experience. I mean, with the PA announcer and the music, and it really is. If you haven't been, you really have to go watch the Bruins gymnastics team. They are fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, what would people be surprised to know about you?
I was thinking that about being the sports fan. I mean, I shared my retail past. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you there.
Well, that I didn't know that about you. I didn't know about your retail background. I just
Yeah.
knew, I knew you as Lisa from the Hirschberg
Yeah.
Foundation. So it's fun
Yeah.
to learn things like that about you. So I can totally see you in that industry dominating also. So, but I'm
Yeah.
grateful you're where you are.
Yes.
Now, looking back to your childhood, did you have, and there might be many, but did you have a particular teacher that inspired you? Any particular teacher that was a favorite?
I had a lot of great teachers that I loved, but honestly, I think my mom was my most influential teacher. I've got teachers ranging from Mr. Santoyo, my art teacher at Taft High School, who believed in me and sent me to a high school program at a college program for high school students at the Pasadena Art Center College of Design and made me feel like I could do it. He stands out, but ultimately I think my mom was my teacher. She taught me about feminism, being strong, having goals. All of that came from her, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you had a do-over, what would your do-over be?
Well, I thought about the do-over thing. I mean, I think sometimes like I had a boyfriend in all through high school and college, and I've told my kids many a time, if I could do over something, don't go to college with a long distance boyfriend or, girlfriend. But when I really think about that, if I hadn't had him, then would I have met my husband? Would I have been the young college graduate who knew I knew when we broke up, I knew what I wanted in a life partner? So I think I wouldn't do a do-over because every life experience helps, impacts the next. It's so I wouldn't do over, but I would love to be able to go back to my childhood self who was running around in the soccer fields and going to the beach and not putting an ounce of sunscreen on and instead putting on baby oil because that's what we did in the 70s and 80s. I would do over the wear the sunscreen part because I've had melanoma and that is just not a fun thing to deal with. So wear sunscreen. That's what I would have
I
told myself.
agree. That would actually be my do-over also, because I didn't understand why are my friends, but their skin gets so beautiful, and it's
Yeah,
like I just got pink,
exactly.
and with baby oil, as you said. So that
With
was
baby
on the
oil.
Gulf Coast, which was not brilliant.
Yeah, we
But
were
that's what you
in Palm
did.
Springs, like from noon to two, all the things you're not supposed to do.
Well, then finally, if you can think of one, is there a random act of kindness that someone did for you that you still think of that means a lot to you?
Yes, well, an easy one comes to mind. When my father-in-law, my husband's dad, broke his hip and we had to move my in-laws out of their home and into a adult care facility, I had a girlfriend who helped me pack up their house, do an estate sale, organize inventory, move everything, and she did it out of the kindness of her heart. And when I think back about the work that was involved and that she did that, I still am blown away. And she's still one of my dearest friends to this day, but she didn't have to do it. And it went above and beyond.
Well, and that's lovely, especially at such a tough time,
Yeah.
to be dealing with that. But
Yeah.
I just want you to know how much I appreciate you, and I'm so glad you were here with us. And I'm going to put everything in the show notes. But of course, everybody, this is Lisa Manheim, the executive director of Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research. First place you can check out is www.pancreatic.org. But again, we will put all of the fun details of all of the various events that you can check out and support pancreatic cancer research, and obviously help those who are currently dealing with it as well. Lisa, thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks, Deb. Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you enjoyed learning more about Lisa and the Hirschberg Foundation. Here are some of the post-game highlights for this episode. Number one, once you or someone you love has been given a diagnosis, you are part of a community. Find a group like Hirschberg Foundation that wants to help you, share information with you, and provide support and encouragement for you in any way they can. Number two, teach kids at a young age that they can and should make a difference in the world. Whenever you feel it's age appropriate, try to get them involved in causes that are meaningful to you and your family. Side note from Deb, remember, more is caught than taught. They're going to emulate what they see you doing. Number three, there are long-term survivors of pancreatic cancer. You are not a statistic. Know that you can be one of the success stories. Number four, a parent or teacher who believes in a child can make all the difference and give that child the confidence to soar and chase their dreams. Number five, wear sunscreen. Skin cancer is not a fun thing to deal with. And if you're in Southern California, definitely plan to check out Tour de Pier Sunday, May 19th in Manhattan Beach. And then on Sunday, October 27th, head to UCLA for the LA Cancer Challenge. And please also visit pancreatic.org for more information on how you can help or be helped by this great organization. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Please reach out via my website, debcarson.com, or any of my social media platforms. Please subscribe to the podcast, give a 5-star rating and review, and share it with someone else who might appreciate it. I also hope you're always inspired to give back whenever you can, in any way you're able, no matter how insignificant you think it might be. To someone, it might mean everything. Cheers to you, and have an amazing day.